Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
This song is called The Nexus by the amazing, the awesome, the legendary, we still miss him, the late, great Dan Fogelberg. That's the first album on the Innocent Age album, a double album that I encourage you to buy. I've been selling you that album to you for all these years. Dan Fogelberg, what a great talent that we lost a few years ago. And that Nexus song, you just can't get enough of it. Welcome back, 17 Tale. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show, spinning platters and talking a little business. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Ted Fishman is our guest, longtime Brain Trust member, 14-year anniversary, Ted. Happy birthday.
Oh,
happy
that.
Anniversary, baby.
Thank you. We need a big party next year.
I know. Let's do it. We'll have a 15th anniversary. So thank you for 14 great years, Ted. And folks, Ted's books, China Ink and Shock of Grey, I encourage you to check those out. I wouldn't want those not to be in my library, and they have been now for all these years. Hey, Ted, you gave us a great report on Indonesia in the last segment, especially the upcoming election, the impact, the import of that election. It looks like the incumbent is going to get reelected. He's more of a global thinker, not a xenophobic a Sharia thinker, the way his opponent would have been. So, as you pointed out, Indonesia is of great importance to the global supply chain on a number of different levels. But because of their size and because of their location, they actually have an influence on our relationship with China, don't they?
Well, they certainly do. Part of it is economic because the Indonesian economy supplies the Chinese economy with lots of its raw materials, and we ultimately buy those raw materials, so that's important. Part of it is as a foil to China, because it's a place where jobs can move from China to another place as American businesses look for an alternative or at least a parallel functioning in other countries besides China. So if they have manufacturing
right.
in China, they want it
where the deal is less onerous and less expensive, because in Indonesia we don't have to give up our intellectual property, right?
That's you might have a little bit more protection. I wouldn't want anybody to make that bet right now. Wages in Indonesia are lower than China, which is astounding. I mean, they're higher than Vietnam, they're higher than Cambodia and Laos, but they're around two-thirds the price of wages in China.
Wow.
So for that kind of cut-and-sew manufacturing, so much as it's still done by human beings, Indonesia
right.
is a place. You know, the World Bank has predicted that China will outsource 85 million jobs. And that means
wow.
that the countries that are ready to take those jobs will get tens of millions of jobs.
Wow.
And under the new president, it's really its only hope to get Indonesia ready to be capable to take those jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Will some of those jobs be American jobs that
we took over there that are not going to be reshored because of technology that can be where we can, you know, a machine can operate as efficiently in America as it does in China? And also the energy situation. Are you seeing more reshoring by American companies back here from China?
They, you know, it's a mixed picture. You know, our balance of trade with China is getting worse, even as we have tariffs and everything. So our position there, it's a really bedeviling problem. But in terms
mm-hmm.
of moving manufacturing back here, the revolution in automation is moving huge categories of jobs back here, but not
right.
creating I mean, huge categories of production back here, but not necessarily creating jobs.
A different kind of job. Well, you know, a 1,000-employee plant that went to China that comes back 10 years later may have 200 employees. That's the difference. But it's still 200 employees that we don't have. So back to the influence of China. Indonesia on China. Ted, I'm a little bit of a of a of a broken record on what I'm about to say. I've been saying this now for quite some time, and I haven't found a reason to change my mind. I believe if we can get a substantial and important and defendable, somehow defendable trade agreement with China, that the U.S. economy, maybe the world economy, will have an expansion potential that we've never seen before. If we can get that done, the European trade deal done, the North American trade deal done, that we get those trade deals done, that the growth potential is amazing, and anything that can influence that, in my opinion, is a good thing. Could Indonesia help that?
I don't think Indonesia can help enough to get that done. I mean,
but it will contribute, though, right?
Yeah, it certainly would contribute. It certainly would contribute, and also anything that we do to move more economic activity to Indonesia helps us in the long run because it grows a bigger market in the world's, you know, fourth most populous country.
Well, we all know when you're negotiating, one of your best levers is.
Here is today's top auto tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Looking to compete with Chinese rivals, Toyota and Panasonic are set to launch a joint venture next year to produce batteries for electric vehicles. The business could help Toyota achieve an annual sales target of around 1 million zero-emission battery EVs by 2030. Car Gurus recently published results of a survey of American adult consumers regarding their interest in electric vehicles. 15% said they were probably going to own one. For more cool car tech, visit testmiles.com.
Hop into the all-new greater than ever Corolla, now with a redesigned sporty exterior. The Toyota Safety Sense 2.0 comes standard with advanced tech safety features, bringing peace of mind to every drive. Go to toyota.com/testmiles for details.
You're listening to Global American Broadcasting, the Gab Radio Network. For more info on our programs and services, including technical operations and syndication.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.